by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 11th of April, 2007. It's the birthday of the humorist Leo Rosten, born in Lodz, Poland, 1908, came to this country as a teenager. Putting himself through college, he taught English classes to immigrants and later wrote humorous stories about one of his characters, The Education of Hyman Kaplan. Leo Rosten's great masterpiece, however, was The Joys of Yiddish. It came out in 1968. He wrote about Yiddish words like schlep and klutz and schlemiel, glitch, yenta, schmooze, schlump, schnook, and schlock. He was the one who first set down in print the famous definition of chutzpah as that quality of a man who, having killed his mother and father, throws himself on the mercy of the court because he is an orphan. It's the birthday of Glenway Westcott, born in Kewaskum, Wisconsin, 1901. Ran away from home when he was 13, lived for a time in Chicago, then New Mexico, and then New York, moved to Europe just before the stock market crash of 1929, was one of the expatriate writers in Paris. All the time he was moving away from Wisconsin, he was writing about it in novels such as Apple of the Eye, The Grandmothers, and his short stories, Goodbye, Wisconsin. Many critics consider his masterpiece to be The Pilgrim Hawk, a short novel about expatriates that came out in 1940. It was out of print for many years, but was brought back into print a few years ago. And it was on this day in 1945 the U.S. Army entered the Buchenwald concentration camp near Weimar, Germany. About 56,000 prisoners had died there. There had been reports of concentration camps, but no American soldiers had seen them yet. And then on this day in 1945, they became the first Western observers of one of the worst atrocities in human history. Only the prisoners were left. The soldiers came in with their Kodak cameras, and they took photographs so that people would believe what they had seen. Skeletons who were walking, the bodies of victims stacked around the camp like piles of wood. One of the children liberated at Buchenwald that day was a teenager named Elie Wiesel, who would go on to write about it and to win the Nobel Peace Prize. He had been forced to march from Auschwitz to Buchenwald a few weeks earlier. His father had recently died in the camp. In the weeks before the liberation, Wiesel had stopped going to get his food rations. He'd given up on living. And then on this day in 1945, he saw American jeeps rolling into the camps. In his memoir, All the Rivers Run to the Sea, he wrote, "I will never forget the American soldiers and the horror that could be read in their faces. I'll especially remember one black sergeant who wept tears of impotent rage and shame. We tried to lift him onto our shoulders, but we didn't have the strength. We were too weak to even applaud him." Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Bishop entitled Breakfast Song. My love, my saving grace, your eyes are awfully blue. I kiss your funny face, your coffee-flavored mouth. Last night I slept with you, today I love you so. How can I bear to go, as soon I must, I know, to bed with ugly death in that cold, filthy place, to sleep there without you, without the easy breath, and night-long, limb-long, warmth I've grown accustomed to. Nobody wants to die, tell me it's a lie, but no, I know it's true. It's just the common case, there's nothing one can do. My love, my saving grace, your eyes are awfully blue, early and instant blue. Breakfast Song by Elizabeth Bishop from Edgar Allan Poe and the Jukebox, Uncollected Poems, Drafts, and Fragments, published by Farrar, Straus & Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts, in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.